White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany rips the media over its latest efforts at COVID shaming. NBC News takes only an hour to show it's in the tank for the left-wing agenda. Plus, President Trump announces his executive order on safe policing. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a great week. If you're new to the show, thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to start with NBC News because the media and the Democrats, they've got their next play from their playbook, their next talking point. They're going after President Trump, trying to COVID shame him, trying to make him feel bad and turn the American people against him for holding rallies when they look the other way on all these George Floyd protests and riots and looting. They didn't care about coronavirus then, and all of a sudden, a week later, they care about it now. Joe Biden was blasting him on Friday's Relaxed Brain. We had segments on that. For example, Florida Democrat Val Demings, she tweeted this. I joined a Healing and Hope rally last night to speak with our community as America grieves. All right, that was June 8th. She was at a rally with people. Then just 3 days later, she tweets this. Unfortunately, Florida is experiencing a new surge in COVID-19 cases. I urge you to do everything you can to protect yourself and your neighbors. Wear a mask. Limit gatherings. So on top of that, she tweeted, the president's plan to hold mass rallies in Florida and elsewhere as we experience a resurgence in COVID cases is irresponsible and selfish. So she can be selfish, but if the president wants to do it, it's a different story. She needs to blast him for that. All right, well, NBC News went on Twitter, and in just the span of an hour, they proved that they were in the tank for this same talking point, this same agenda. Here's the first tweet. This is what they tweeted regarding Black Trans Lives Matter event that was held this weekend. Rally for Black Trans Lives draws packed crowd to Brooklyn Museum Plaza. So a rally for Black Trans Lives gets this headline about the packed crowd. Then, just a little over an hour later, NBC News, same Twitter feed, they tweet this. President Trump plans to rally his supporters next Saturday for the first time since most of the country was shuttered by the coronavirus. But health experts are questioning that decision. So, in one case, it's the size of the crowd that's noted in a good way. It's a packed crowd that shows up at the Brooklyn Museum. The next one is President Trump's rally, and it's this cautious tone, this bad tone. Health experts don't think it's a good idea, and that's what we, NBC News, want the American people to know, that health experts think it's bad. Well, where are the health experts with the George Floyd protests? Where are they with this rally at the Brooklyn Museum? Nowhere to be found. In that article that they linked to about this Black Trans Lives Matter gathering, they showed a video, and here it is.
Black trans power matters!
Black trans power matters!
Black trans power matters!
Black trans power matters!
Wow, that's a big crowd, and it's all packed together, no social distancing. And in that article, it's a 21-paragraph, 800-word article. There is not one mention of coronavirus, not one mention of COVID-19, not one mention of social distancing or health precautions or a cautionary note at all about how great this event was, all that they're doing, and the great crowd that showed up. That's what they focused on. So on Fox News, they had Bret Baier brought in a panel. They had their politics expert, their editor, Chris Steigerwalt. They asked him about the NBC News tweets, and here's what he said.
Well, he can complain about that, or he can complain about the weather, or he can complain about anything else he can't change. It's not like NBC News tomorrow is going to wake up and say, man, this Donald Trump is on the ball. We really like this guy.
So then Steigerwalt brought up President Trump, and he talked about this upcoming Tulsa rally.
The question comes as we look at Saturday's rally. Can they execute it in a way that is reassuring and competent? Competency is what matters here.
All right, so going back to the NBC News and its tweets, why does President Trump have to show competency and precautions when the other events don't, when the media doesn't push that for the other ones? They cover one thing one way and one thing the other way. And Chris Steyerwald's comments, I thought, were just pretty much useless, because the president does need to speak out. He makes it sound like NBC News, that's just what they do. Hey, this is supposed to be a professional journalistic organization. We need to hold them to a high standard. That's what we need to do. And he's just like, it's no big deal. President can complain all he wants. It doesn't matter. Give me a break, folks. We need to speak out on this, because the double standard is just shocking. I mean, it's just so unreal. After the event, the Brooklyn Museum tweeted this out. They said, in case you somehow missed it, Black Trans Lives Matter. Follow and support the organizers of the 15,000 plus strong Brooklyn Liberation Action for Black Trans Lives. Look at that. Look at that picture. Look at that crowd. It's huge, and no one says anything about it. So next, I want to get to the reaction. But first, if you love the show, if you're new to the show, please subscribe. And when you do, please hit that bell so you'll be notified. We're making our push for 100,000 subscribers by Election Day. 100K by Election Day. And we can do it because of you. I appreciate all the support. So now let's get to the reaction. Because President Trump, unlike Chris Steyerwald saying, you know, basically just let it go, he's not letting it go. He's actually speaking out. He tweeted this. The far left fake news media, which had no COVID problem with the rioters and looters destroying Democrat-run cities, is trying to COVID shame us on our big rallies. Won't work. Well, I hope it won't work. And this is one of the reasons why I point out the craziness of the left. One, because I think it's hilarious. I think it's ridiculous. The things they'll say, the things they'll do, have no basis in common sense. They contradict each other. They're hypocrites, and they don't care as long as they move their agenda. But it's also a serious matter. I cover it because I want to educate folks on what they're doing, because some of these things are so blatant, and then some of them are more subtle. What they cover, what they don't cover, how they spin it, what they say, the emphasis they put on a George Floyd protest versus a Trump rally, as if coronavirus knows the difference. These are the things I want to point out, and good for President Trump for bringing it up. Another person who brought it up is White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, who does an awesome job on advocating for the president, but also for busting on the media. And she was on Sean Hannity pointing out the blatant hypocrisy of the media.
This is so inherently contradictory. This is how much they have Trump derangement syndrome. They see a million people registering for a rally, so they're so contradictory, praising the crowd of protesters, criticizing the million people who signed up for a Trump rally. We saw this with the churches. When President Trump opened the churches socially distanced, they criticized that, but then at the same breath laud the protest a week later.
I just love it. It certainly is Trump derangement syndrome, and they've got it bad. They can't help it. They just say and do things all because they can't stand the president. And here's just a sampling. Here's just a sampling of this. This is from The Weeknd, collection of media clips that show, no, not the media's concern over people getting together for protests and riots and looting, but people getting together for President Trump rallies.
They should withhold large political rallies right now.
It's a bad idea for states that are already seeing increases in cases to then have these large, this perfect storm set up.
You have the president about to have a super spreader event in Tulsa. We need to stop that. We need to ban political rallies.
Ban political rallies. Just ban them. Meaning bring in law enforcement so people can't go. Yet with George Floyd protests and riots and looting, law enforcement was told to stay back. These liberal cities just let their cities burn, let businesses be destroyed, let lawlessness rule. Now they want to, this guy's calling to ban political rallies. Give me a break. So then Joe Concha from The Hill, he writes about the media. He was on Fox News, and Fox News host Rob Schmidt asked him this.
How about de Blasio asking the people not to ask if they got COVID from the protests? You know, if you get anybody positive from a protest, don't ask them about that. And then the media plays right into this thing by seemingly protect all this. How does all this happen? I mean, how do these people do this with a straight face?
Wow, so much for getting accurate data. Isn't that what contact tracing's all about? Tracing how it originated, how you got it, how you might have spread it. Yet on a big occasion for spreading one of these protests, they're not even going to ask. It's so blatantly bogus. And here's Concha's response.
Bill de Blasio is probably the worst mayor since Mayor Quimby in The Simpsons, if you remember him. This is a guy that marches in protest after protest, and stores actually get looted, stores that can't open, which is just remarkable. And then Monday, he calls in sick after going to protests all weekend, including some photos with him without a mask.
Folks, it's just pathetic. If you're a kid, you can't go to a playground, but if you want to riot and protest, it's all good. Coronavirus somehow, some way, knows the difference. So next, I want to talk about President Trump's order, his executive order on safe policing. But first, I got to tell you about my friends over at Bottle Breacher. You guys, please go check out Eli Crane's company, veteran-owned company, Made in America products. It is the very best in man gifts, promotional items, groomsmen gifts. Just go to bottlebreacher.com, use coupon code BOBBY13 for 15% off your next purchase. All right, we're going to talk about President Trump's executive order, because with all of these riots and protests, people are screaming, the president is actually doing something. In 8 years of Barack Obama, remember, Barack Obama was president when Black Lives Matter was born, when you had Michael Brown in there in Ferguson, the whole thing that erupted, this whole lie that Black Lives Matter is based on, President Obama was president. He did nothing. He did nothing for police training or improvements or accountability. Nothing. He talked it. All he did was stoke racial tensions. He did nothing about it. President Trump comes in. He's doing something. And here's the report. President Trump signed an executive order on Tuesday aimed at reducing fatal encounters between police and minorities after the nationwide outcry and violent protests over police brutality and the deaths of George Floyd and others. Though we may all come from different places and different backgrounds, we're united by our desire to ensure peace, dignity, and equality for all Americans, Mr. Trump said in the White House Rose Garden. We have to find common ground. All right, so the executive order focuses on what I said was safe policing, methods to de-escalate the situation, and here's more. The Attorney General will allocate certain grant funding to only those law enforcement agencies that meet high standards, including around use of force and de-escalation as credentialed by reputable independent bodies. The order provides incentives for law enforcement agencies to use a nationwide database to track terminations, criminal convictions, and civil judgments against law enforcement officers for excessive use of force, which will create accountability between agencies. The administration will prioritize training and other programs for police and social workers responding to incidents involving the mentally ill, addicted, and homeless. And here are some comments from the president.
Today is about pursuing common sense and fighting for a cause like we seldom get the chance to fight for. We have to find common ground. But I strongly oppose the radical and dangerous efforts to defend, dismantle, and dissolve our police department.
So how did the Democrats react to all this? Well, here's Joe Biden. Joe Biden gets on Twitter. He puts out this. Systemic racism pervades every part of our society, including law enforcement, and we have to do the hard work to root it out. So systemic racism is everywhere. And in that tweet, he has a video. Here's part of that.
There is still systemic racism that is rampant in this country.
Yes, sir.
All right, Nancy Pelosi also jumped in. She bashed the president. She tweeted this. The president's executive order falls seriously short of what is required to combat the epidemic of racial injustice and police brutality that is murdering Black Americans. We must insist on the bold change found in George Floyd, hashtag Justice in Policing Act. All right, again, this is outright lies, folks. There is no epidemic on police hunting down Blacks and murdering Blacks. The statistics aren't there. We've gone over it time and time again, yet they keep pushing it, thinking the American people will not think for themselves, will not know the difference, and just listen to the Democrats, even though what they're saying is outright and totally false. So I want to give you a couple examples of the lunacy of the left when it comes to race relations and how the ideals that I grew up in, the ideals of Martin Luther King, have been pushed aside for a totally different agenda, a totally different set of tools. Remember, I've talked about it. Martin Luther King pushed a colorblind society, a melting pot, judging on merit. Now, those have been pushed away for diversity and safe spaces and white privilege. Those are the things that the Democrats push now. Those are the things pushed by the left because they know those divide. Martin Luther King actually wanted to unite. These people want to divide so they can stay in power. Here's a tweet from Joe Biden. Race-neutral policies are not a sufficient response to race-based disparities. We need to tackle systemic racism head-on and ensure everyone has a fair shot at the American dream. So you're going to hear this a lot, folks. You're going to hear systemic racism because it is something that the left can throw out and they don't need to prove. They say it exists so that it exists. And it is catching on. Here at the University of California now, they have the Board of Regents just voted unanimously to bring back affirmative action. And here's that report. The University of California Regents Board on Monday unanimously supported an effort to bring back affirmative action in an effort to diversify its student body across its 10 campuses amid declines of minority groups in more than two decades since the practice was outlawed. Monday's vote formally supports the repeal of Proposition 209, a 1996 statewide measure that banned the consideration of race and gender in admissions decisions. Assembly Constitutional Amendment 5, which would repeal 209, passed with a 60-14 vote last week in the State Assembly. So wow, that was back in 1996. I wasn't even 30 years old yet, living again under these ideals, taught these ideals of Martin Luther King in 1996. He was not even 30 years since his death. They moved to repeal affirmative action, moving in the right direction. Now they're voting to bring it back. And here's more from the report. In the years since Proposition 209 passed, many of us have watched with dismay and largely tied hands as the number of students from underrepresented groups at UC declined and plateaued, UC President Janet Napolitano said of the race-neutral admissions process. She said that in the years since the consideration of race and gender were outlawed, the face of the university became one that does not fully represent the rich diversity of our state. Hello, folks, you're talking about college. Not everyone can handle it. It's not supposed to be artificial. Those that can handle it do. Those who can excel do. I mean, it's just outrageous. And one of the groups that's so upset in that report are Asian Americans, because they are getting pushed aside, especially at prestigious universities, to make way for minority groups, even though on their own merit, on their test scores, on their academic achievement, they should get in. They're being pushed aside for other groups. This is what we've come to. 1996, they're starting to do away with affirmative action. Now it's coming back. That is the agenda of the left, because it promotes this chaos and division rather than bringing people together. Folks, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe, and when you do, please hit that bell so you'll be notified, and we'll see you next time. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour. Okay, friends, thanks so much for watching, and before you go, please hit that subscribe button, hit that bell so you'll be notified. And here's a special video just for you so you can watch even more of the 13-Minute News Hour. And don't forget to check out GOPUSA.com for the best in conservative news and commentary. We'll see you next time.